Now may I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And I wonder if you saw the link between those two readings. You are witnesses of these things. We are witnesses, says Peter. You are witnesses, says Jesus. I'm going to be a witness in a few weeks' time. To my delight and Roger's, my sister recently announced that after 20 years by herself, she's getting married again. It's going to be a small service, of course, because of COVID. Only 15 guests. But we've seen over these months that a small, intimate service can actually be particularly special. So I and her son from her first marriage are going to be witnesses. At weddings, being a witness is usually a happy duty because you're supporting the couple at a time of rejoicing. But it's serious too. You're signing for posterity that you were there, that you saw the service performed properly, and that the couple named on the documentation are actually the people they claim to be. And if there are any question later about the legalities, whether they entered into a marriage willingly or under duress, the witness could be questioned and must then speak truth, just as in a court of law. Remember the 9th commandment, you shall not bear false witness. A witness must speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But a witness also had that special ability to say, I was there. I saw it. And that, of course, is what draws people to special events. What drew people to Windsor on Saturday, despite all the announcements telling them to keep away, even though they couldn't get into the castle grounds, even though they were breaking social distancing, and please God, there's no spike in infections as a result of their presence. They wanted to be able to say, I was there. For years to come, they could talk about the day of a funeral of this special man who had done such good. They sensed the atmosphere. They could talk to others about the Duke. They could see the cars with guests and officials coming and going and all the busyness. They could remember that blue sky. They were there at a moment of history. And that is what, some 24 years ago now, drew Roger and myself, when we were still living in London, to go into the centre of the city on the day of Princess Diana's funeral. And we still have insights and memories from that day, particularly remembering behind the coffin the two young princes, as they then were, Prince Charles and the Duke of Edinburgh himself. And that made it very special to see on television three of that group, years older, behind the coffin of the Duke. We were there. But Peter and his disciples, and the disciples will bear witness to something far greater than any of those. They are bearing witness to something which changed the world. Peter witnesses that Jesus was crucified and rose from the dead as he heals a lame man in Jesus' name. We were there, he is saying, we know it's true. And in today's gospel, we hear of one of Jesus' first appearances to his disciples after the resurrection. It is still the first Easter day. He had appeared in the morning to the women. He had appeared later, we are told, to Peter. And he had appeared to the two disciples on the Emmaus Road, who had rushed straight back to Jerusalem to tell the others. Now Jesus appears among them. Unexpectedly. is an incredible moment. He's alive. Is this really him? And he proves it by eating a piece of fish. They can touch him. They can see the marks of the nails in his hands and in his feet. And yet he is different. The resurrected Jesus is no longer bounded by time and space. And they are charged to be his witnesses, a charge which Peter was already fulfilling in that account of him healing the lame man, proclaiming the truth that Jesus had risen and offered humanity the forgiveness that it so much needed and still so much needs. Without their witness, we would not be here today. And now it's our turn. It's for us to bear witness, to tell others of the difference God has made to our lives, to stand up for what we know is right because of the words of the gospel in our hearts, or tell of times when we felt God's presence in moments of stillness or of happiness or even of crisis. Tell of times when we've known God's care for us, recognising his hand in the unexpected actions of others, just when we most need support. Tell of times of inspiration through worship or in the peace of receiving communion. By being here together, you are already witnessing. You're not witnessing in the public way of walking up to the church door on this particular service, but we have all done that, and please God, we'll continue to do that for many years to come. Being here, being with each other, is your first witness. And we must never shirk the challenge of explaining what it means to us, why we come, why it matters. It's for us to keep that witness going in our hearts and in our daily lives, not just at regular service times. Always in our actions, we speak louder than words, but ready to witness in our words too, when the moment is right and especially when we are asked. Not feeling you know to need to know it all, not trying to push it down people's throats, not having to use complicated theological language, but speaking simply and sincerely about your own experience, telling your own story. That's what people want to hear. What we saw, what we felt, the things and memories that are authentic to us, that make us who we are. And when we tell stories, others listen. Never feel you need to be embarrassed any more than if you tell a story about your early school days. Your story, your journey of faith is unique to you, just as mine is to me. And your story, my story, like our lives, is still work in progress. No one can gainsay it. Tell it with honesty and conviction. You may be surprised at how others respond. So let's thank God for the witness of the first disciples, and let's embrace our charge to be witnesses, speaking with courage and love of Jesus, the Son of the living God, God incarnate in human flesh, who gave his life to overcome death and suffering and lives forever to bring us all to himself. Amen.